It don't matter what the world says. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will the bridegroom find you waiting? Will your light be shining for him? When that call comes, go out to meet him. Ready or not, the world says he's not coming. They live like there's no end, but it don't matter what the world says. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will the bridegroom find you waiting? Will your light be shining for him? When that call comes, go out to meet him. Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Be your lamp, be trimmed and burning. Ready or not, he's coming again. Two in the bed, and one will be taken. Two in the field, and one will ascend. The sun will be dark, stars will be falling. Ready or not, he's coming again. They're gonna run to the rocks and the mountains and cry for the rocks to fall on them.
I want you to hear a little bit.
But they can't hide from his great judgment. Oh, ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not.
Hey, I would like for you to hear every bit of that. That's breathtaking. Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, he's coming again. I am excited. Let me get you a little more of me up there. I've had it down a little bit low because that music was higher than it was supposed to be today. I can't tell you why, but I'm glad to be here. And we are going to have a great broadcast. There's no question in my mind about that. We're going to have a great broadcast. Now, I want you to hear the title that the Lord has really laid on my heart for today. And I pray that it will get a hold of all of us. You and me and all of us. The strongholds of demon spirits have taken over our world. That's the title. The strongholds of demon spirits have taken over the world. Now, when I say the world, I'm including the church. I don't think there is much difference of what the evil spirits are doing to the church and what they're doing to the world. The church has just come down under strongholds that are amazing to me. And today, during this broadcast, I want people to be delivered from strongholds. You may be a saint of yesteryear, a great godly person, but the enemy is after you. He goeth about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He wants to devour you. He wants to steal your faith and steal your fire, your Holy Ghost anointing. He wants to make you just a religious sound with no substance, with no anointing, with no unction of the Holy Spirit. And I'm here today by the word of God, and I believe the Lord's going to help us, and we're going to break these powers of the enemy. We're going to break them in your life. Now, I have, the Lord laid this on my heart, really. I feel like the whole article is like a prophecy that the Holy Spirit has given me. I don't deserve that. I don't want any credit. I want us to listen to what God is saying in this dark hour. I want us to get people free to live a victorious and a godly life. I want you to know what it means to live a happy and godly and victorious Christian life. And it's very, very possible. Now, let's look at what Jesus said would happen in this time of the end. I mean, there's no doubt about this. These things are happening. It's happening. Then said he unto them, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Now this is Luke, chapter, the book of Luke, chapter 21, and great earthquakes shall be in divers places, famines and pestilence and fearful sights and great signs shall there be from heaven. Now listen, every bit of that is happening. But before all these things, they shall lay hands on you and persecute you. They shall deliver you up to the synagogues and into prison, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Now, Jesus said that, for my name's sake. Never has Christians been hated like Christians are being hated today. Not only are Christians being hated, but the Jewish world equally is being hated. And the world is determined to destroy people who believe this book, who dare to believe that the God of this book is the true and living God, and that he is victorious for his saints. No doubt about it. Hallelujah. Now, listen to what he went on to say. And you shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren, and kinfolks, and friends, and some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And you shall be hated of all men for my, that's Jesus, name's sake. For the name's sake of Jesus. Now, you don't doubt it. You know what's happening. You know what's happening in the political arena. You know what's happening in the church world. You know what's happening all around us. And the only answer is God's great spirit to break these powers of evil. Now, I'm going to take you in a little bit to 2 Timothy chapter 2. Chapter 3, a little bit of 2, but mostly chapter 3, and show you exactly the strongholds that Satan is effecting in people's lives today. No doubt about it. Now, you know what's going on in the political arena. Obama, the president of these United States of America, a nation that's always been faithful and supportive of Israel, is now determined to remove Israel as the very center of the focus of the Middle East. And he wants to replace it with all of all people with the nation of Iran, a proven enemy to the core. A proven enemy to the core. They hate Israel. They are declaring right now that Israel has to be driven into the sea and destroyed. And Obama has taken the sides against Israel. And for the Iranians, I think he has performed his last dark deed. He's in the very bowels now of God's judgment, and he must be stopped, and God is going to stop him. I believe that with all my heart. I'm not prophesying. I'm giving you my opinion. God has got to stop this. If God doesn't stop Barack Obama, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. Do you hear me? He will. I'm not telling you anything that I surmise. This is Bible. I mean, Israel is the focus of God's attention right now. Israel, where the Messiah will come to dwell and have a capital for a 1,000-year millennial reign. And the Jews are there getting ready. They're still in unbelief, but they're getting ready to meet the Messiah and to welcome him to Jerusalem. Well, God is in charge. Do you hear me? You can depend upon it. You can depend upon it. Now, we don't doubt the hour we're living in. It is very much a dark hour. We see it coming. We see everything just kind of like a storm now, just falling down upon us. We hear it in the political. We hear it in the scientific world. We hear it in the world of animals and the very crops, the very trees, the very nation, the very earth is in great contradiction. I mean, everything is out of order. Everything is going down the tubes, but God is in charge of it all, because it's going to be rough times, but we're going to land on Hallelujah Boulevard. Do you hear me? We're going to land on Hallelujah Boulevard. Much to endure, but much to enjoy on the pass on the other side of our endurance. Will you be faithful? Will you stand the test? Now, really, what is on my heart today is to help you get rid of strongholds that Satan has effected in your life. I want you to know that Satan wants to destroy every one of us. Satan wants to destroy every one of us. No doubt about it. He's after you. He's after me. He's after the church world. But there's no excuse. There is no excuse. Now, what the Lord helped me to do in this, for this program, in this booklet I will give to you. I will give you this booklet along with a sermon I'm going to preach in the morning. The sermon has a wonderful title. I don't want you to miss that. And it is The Church World Captive to Strongholds. The Church World Captive to Strongholds. And the Lord helped me to try to understand what are the different strongholds that we are facing in our day. And I've got four categories, and I got five things in each of those categories. And I hope you will ask me the questions without me just giving them to you. We'll open the lines in a moment. We'll open the internet in a moment, and we'll be ready for you. But number one, how to recognize emotional strongholds. I mean, emotional strongholds are coming against people like a storm. How to recognize the strongholds that are against your relationship with Christ, your discipleship living, your godly life. And then three, how to recognize the strongholds against your worship and your ability to praise and bless God and live close to the cross. And number four, how to recognize the strongholds of the moral world. The moral world. The morals of our day are going down the tube fast. Satan is after destroying every conviction you've ever had about moral, godly, Christian, devoted living. And so these strongholds, they're coming like a storm. They are the work of spirits. Every one of us are facing them. Not just you, but me. Every preacher out there, every politician. No wonder people go to Washington with good intentions. And before you hardly know it, they've completely changed. And they're doing nothing that they promised to do. The people we elected just months ago are right now not doing what they promised they were going to do. Now, you got to understand, there are strongholds in the city of Washington, probably unmatched by any country in the world. And they are determined to take down these people who have good intentions, but they're also determined to take you down, okay? So don't be too hard on others because you're under strongholds. Let me just start with one particular thing. The strongholds in the emotional world. Have you ever seen so many good people getting angry with other people and literally despising them? I mean, with anger, just despising other people. What did such a feeling come on a Christian as to hate somebody else? Well, it's a stronghold that the devil effected into their life. And then people are so irritable and quick-tempered and ready to fly off of the handle at a snap of a button. Well, that's, again, a stronghold. The spirit of the world has come upon them. And then there are people who are stressed and red-faced and irritable, and they can hardly get along with people they work with or anybody else. Now, where did that stronghold come from? They have no creative thoughts any longer. They used to be smart as they could be, but they lose their creative abilities when these strongholds get a hold of them. And then they lose their ability to read the Bible, to hear the word of God. Their hallelujah is gone. They have no ability to enjoy church life, enjoy the family of God. They can't enjoy their own family in their home. Families are falling apart. Families that used to be so close and so close-knit and so caring for each other are coming apart. These are strongholds from the devil. Do you hear me? These are strongholds from the devil. And then I'm amazed at the strongholds against people in their discipleship living. I mean, people used to live close to God. Now old landmarks of godliness are being compromised one after the other. They used to have a tremendous desire to be sacrificial to the Lord. And now they want a soft lifestyle with a lot of pleasure and just going here and there doing fun things. Old-fashioned praying until they prayed through has been stolen from them. They've been compromised in their love for sinners and their ability to weep over the lost and the unprepared. The Bible now is a pick and choose and no absolutes to it. Well, that's just two of the areas. I'm here to tell you every area of your life is under assault by the enemy. And if you don't stand tall and you don't live close to Christ, you don't stay in this Bible, if you don't keep a good, strong prayer life, I mean a dedicated prayer, like praying till you pray through, going to church and worshiping until you are raptured in the joy of the Lord. I'm amazed at the things the Lord taught me about people and how the devil is still in their spiritual life, their relationship with God the Father, and God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Let me read those. Very important. Their worship used to be rapturous. They could worship until tears would be running down their cheeks and they'd be in the joy of the presence of God. That has been lost by many people. It used to be that you'd hear about the coming of the Lord and the rapture and they'd get so excited and almost in ecstasy looking for Jesus to come. That's gone. Once it was that the house of God was like heaven. Now it's a burden. They hardly want to go and they have to make themselves go. The pastor is no longer an important person in their life. They'll help others chew him up and spit him out because they don't care about a man who would propose to stand in authority. Working for the kingdom, giving money for missions and great causes used to be a joy of their life. They've lost it. Well, you know, those things are just happening everywhere. And I'm talking fast. But you can go back and listen. It'll be on archives. And you can learn and you can understand that we are in a dark hour. And Jesus is coming. And oh, how soon is the coming of the Lord? Well, let me go here and open the lines. Our phone number, you know exactly. Our phone number, 1-800-338-7884. 704-391-0588 is local. Again, toll free, 1-800-338-7884, local 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. And already questions are coming in. Now, I want to help you. Strongholds, they're coming like a storm. I will take you in a moment. Well, let me just read it to you. I think you need to hear it now. The book of 2 Timothy. The book of 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 26, the last verse of chapter 2. Listen, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now that's why this program is here today, that you may recover yourselves from the snare of the devil, who have been taken captive by Satan and his spirit world at their will. Satan wills to do it. And if you give him a little open door, he can accomplish what he wills to do. You got to stand tall. You got to be able to say, wait, 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 devil. I'm not going that route. I'm not going to carry anger over somebody that did me wrong. I'm going to forgive them if they never forgive me. You can say about your worship, Father, I'm going to worship again until I am caught up in the rapture of praising my Father and my Savior and the sweet work of the Comforter. And you can once again relight the fire in your heart, and that's what he said, that we might recover ourselves, from the snares and the captives of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Now, the next verse is 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. Dangerous. And then he names in the next four verses all these snares, lovers of themselves, covetous, boasters, proud, inventors of evil things, covetous, haters of their own family, despising their own parents. I mean, it just lists it very carefully. And then he describes these spirits. Listen, for of this sort are they which creep into houses. These are spirits, demons, that creep into houses and lead captive silly women. Now, he's not just talking about women. He's talking about effeminate people, effeminate men and women. You know, we got a male hens and women roosters today. Male hens and women roosters today. I mean, they're everywhere. People who do not understand their creative ingeniousness and they're moving into other ways of thinking. Come on, break those powers of Satan. I tell you right now, homosexuality, lesbianism, transvestite thinking, all of that are spirits. who are taking people captive at Satan's will. But so is anger, and so is unforgiveness, and so is a worldly a life of that is compromised with the world and with sin. All of that's of the evil one too. I know that end is worse, but this other end will lead you toward that end. So that's why you got to be very careful, and you got to call on the Lord who wants you to walk with Him. Well, my number, 704-391-0588, toll-free 1-800-338-7884. How can you be delivered from something you've been taken captive of? How can you be delivered from something you have been taken captive of? We're going to spend the last 20 minutes, something like that, talking about you being delivered from that captivity. You got anger in your heart? I want you delivered because it will destroy you. You got jealousy? It's got to be removed. It's got to go. You've lost your ability to worship. You've got to recover that. You don't care about church anymore. It's a burden. You got to recover back to where you love the house of God. A real Christian loves the house of God. Don't even talk to me about being a Christian on fire for God if you don't love the house of God. It isn't possible. I said it isn't possible. The walk with Christ will give you a love for the Lord and for His house. Well, let's take a question here on the internet. We have Psalms 9:17. Want me to read that? Listen to me. Captive, taken captive by Satan at his will. Do you understand that? At his will. How many of you that you love God? You've lived a pure and wonderful life in the past. You've walked with God. You've done the things that pleased Him. You've had a happy and beautiful walk with God. But suddenly, it has been broken. You used to believe in the rapture, the pre-trib rapture. But now somebody has got you thinking mid-trib, or pre-wrath, or a post-trib. Somebody did that by a spirit that came to deceive you, that came to block your real thinking and to turn you around and to take advantage of you. I'm here to help you. I really am. I'm here to help you. I hope everything is sounding good. It looks good on this end. If there's a problem, we will solve it. Listen to me. Psalms 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is pure, making wise the simple. Isn't that beautiful? That's just what I'm saying. You walk with God, and He'll break every snare of the devil. He'll break every stronghold. I doubt there's a Christian out there that hasn't been attacked by some stronghold. And I would say 50 to 75% of you are right now laboring under some things that are just hindering you. It's terrible. Your joy is gone. Your happiness is gone. You used to be Holy Ghost filled, but now you no longer have this wonderful moving of the Holy Ghost in your life. You're satisfied just to claim to be a Christian. Well, I'm here to see you delivered. I'm here to see you come back to that joy of a great God who loves you, who cares about you, who wants to be a blessing to you. Well, my lines are open. That is the only one I see. You call quickly, would you? Call quickly. I want to be a blessing to you. I really do. I want to be. Now, I got to go back to 9 and 17 because I did read the wrong verse there. It says, the wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nation that forgets God. The other was good too. It really was, 19 and 7. But 9 and 7, 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. America is right now at the verge of being turned into hell. The only hope that America has is the good, godly people, like many of you sitting out there listening to me, maybe in your car, maybe at your job, wherever you're listening and you're burdened and you're concerned. Now, let me tell you quickly, I want to talk to you. I love questions on the internet, but I'd rather talk to you. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Toll free, 1-800-338-7884. Are you under a snare of the devil? Are you caught up in a stronghold? Have you developed hatred, a jealousy, or envy, or strife, or division? Have you lost your fire of the Holy Ghost? Does the church not mean anything to you any longer? You'd rather just stay at home. It's such a burden. When you read the Bible, is there any fire in your Bible reading, or has the fire gone out? when you're listening to the preaching of the word? Do you have your mind wandering somewhere else? Are you hearing the glorious truth of the scripture? Are you becoming immoral in your dress? You used to dress like a lady, but now you're careless. You dress in a way that's most revealing. You'd rather look like a man than a woman. You'd rather wear the clothes of the men rather than the ladies' clothes. Are these things happening to you? Did you used to have a standard? You know something? I'm a Christian of 63 years. I remember when the Baptists and the Methodists and the Presbyterians lived better than Pentecostals live today. I remember that. Oh, yes. I remember when I was pastoring Black Mountain and the Methodist Convention met up at Lake Junaleska and passed a ruling that their ministers could use tobacco. They could smoke or chew or whatever. They passed that ruling when I was pastoring in Black Mountain in the 1960s. Brother Chambers, the Methodists have never been against the... Oh, yes, they were. The Baptists were pure and godly people. Presbyterians lived holy lives. I have a book of a revival at Yale University. Yale University. Anybody know about Yale University? 110 years ago, they had a Holy Ghost revival that people came from all over America to get sanctified, to get free of movie picture shows and dance halls and chewing tobacco and all of those kind of things of the world. And they named those things in those articles of that revival at Yale University. I'm looking for the book. I hope I didn't land it, because I want to print some of those pictures of those great revivals that Yale University had. Now, what has happened to the church world? I can tell you, strongholds. The enemy has come along, has moved into the ranks of religion, and they're stealing everything of consecration and devotion from us. And our people are compromising their life and losing their joy of being ready for Jesus to come. If you're ready for Jesus to come, I promise you, you are living a pure life. Now, the lines are open. Call me quickly. I want to hear from you. 704-391-0588. Call me quickly. The ladies are here and we'll answer and put you in with me. And I want to hear your question about strongholds. Let me help you. You say, I'm not going to give your name. I'm not going to tell who you are. I'm just simply going to talk with you and tell you how you can be free from strongholds that Satan has effected in your life. How you can become an on-fire Christian like you've never been before. And God can use you in this closing hour to win the lost and to bring sinners to the saving fellowship of the Son of God. You got to get free of those strongholds. You got to get free of them. I'm here to tell you, and this article is all about it. And I'll send you a free copy, won't cost you a thing, and a free sermon CD, that I'm going to preach tomorrow on the church world taken captive by the devil. The church world taken captive by the devil. The phone number, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Now, emails, jrc@paulcreek.org, jrc@paulcreek.org. You can be free. You can have a victorious life again. You can live in the joy of the Holy Spirit again. You can have the fire of the Word set on fire in your heart again. You can be a godly person, winning your lost loved ones, winning your children, your grandchildren, being a blessing. See, strongholds don't come down easily. Strongholds don't come down easy. Only the power of God can pull them down. But I'm here to tell you, the power of God can take them down, and it's no difficulty for God. Do you hear me? Now, let me take you again to the second Timothy. I want you to make sure you get this whole picture of these strongholds and make sure you don't become captive to the enemy. This know also that in the last days, perilous, dangerous. I mean, it's dangerous to be alive today if you don't live in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's dangerous to be alive if you don't walk with God and carefully serve Him and live in such a manner. Now listen, for men shall be lovers of their own selves. Where does that come from? The spirits, strongholds. They shall be covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Where does these spirits of homosexuality and lesbianism and now the transvestite, transgender is the word they use. Where do these spirits come from? They're strongholds of the devil. They're strongholds of Satan. Fearless, false accusers, it says. Incontinent, fearless, despisers of those that are good. Despisers of those that are good. That's out there in the world today. They despise you if you live a holy life. If you knew the people who despise me because I will not compromise this Bible, you would be amazed. You would be amazed. I'm just an old grandfather. There's not a mean bone in my body. I wouldn't hurt somebody for nothing. I'm here only for the kingdom of God. I'm here only for the cause of Christ. But yet hated by people because I cannot and will not compromise the truth of this Bible. False accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. Now those are strongholds. Every one of those words, go get your Bible, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll read them for yourself, and you got to understand the verse above them, the last verse of chapter 2. It said, and that they may recover themselves from the snares of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. See, that verse goes directly with these verses of chapter 3. The devil is taking people captive. The devil is binding people. The devil is filling you with hatred and fear and all kinds of emotional difficulties. Even fear is a stronghold that Satan is effecting upon people's lives. They're almost afraid to go out their doors. Many people, I get letters that are sealed up so tight, I can hardly get in them because there's a spirit of fear that grips our world. It is a dangerous place out there, friend. Strongholds of the devil, but you can be free. You can live victorious and joyous and walk with Christ and know the blessing of his presence. And I'm here to help you. Grab your phone. 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-334. Listen to me. 1-800-338-7884. I got it right now. 1-800-338-7884. Let's go here today. People don't worship false gods such as Baal. Instead, we worship the mighty dollar, professional sports, and self-pleasure. Boy, that's what I'm just saying. Those are strongholds. Mighty sports, almighty dollar, self-pleasures. These are exactly what people are being taken over by, and they're strongholds. The dollar will steal your faith as quick as anything in the world when you become caught up in almighty dollar. When you got to work two jobs because you want two vehicles, you are falling in the trap of these strongholds. When you become so worldly that pleasures of the world, I mean, what is out there that is more wonderful than serving Jesus and living a pure, godly life? I'm here to tell you there is nothing as wonderful as walking with the King. Amen. How can we come to understand that we need to repent and turn to God? That's exactly what I'm talking about. All you got to do is ask God to forgive you. Realize that you can't save yourself, and all the things of self will not make you happy. It is the Bible. It is walking with God. It is serving the Lord. Those are the things that make a difference. Now, the lines are open. I really want to talk to you. I don't mind answering these. I'm delighted. And here's a question about the healing of our land. Is this passage from 2 Chronicles 7:14 just for Israel, or would it also work for America today? If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. And then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their lands. You couldn't say it more perfectly than this writer said it in 2 Chronicles. If we will do those things, if my people, the church world, my people, if my people, the church world, will call on my name, and will turn, humble themselves. No, don't forget that. Humble. No longer am I dependent on Joe. No longer is what I want what counts, but humble myself. Surrender myself to God. Pray and turn from my wicked ways. I've been turning from anything that's of self. I don't have wicked ways in my life that I know of, but I know that self is empty of himself, and only God can give you real victory and joyous life. And turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins. America can have a revival. Now, Obama's going to be judged. I'm here to tell you, Obama is going to be judged. I don't want no person to touch him. I don't want nobody to bother him. I don't want anybody to try to destroy him. I want God to take care of it, because I want America to see the hand of God. I want America to see this man fall behind that podium and being eaten with worms, exactly as it happened in the book of Acts chapter 10. Happened to Herod, who was just as blasphemous, but no more blasphemous than Barack Obama. And God judged Herod. If he doesn't judge Barack Obama, then God's not faithful to his word. And he will be faithful, and he will judge. It may not be in my time. May not be how I want it. I really would like to have it like I would like to have it, because I want to wake America up. I want to see this nation turn back to God. That's what I'm praying for. But God will do it. You must understand that. Now, here's some more questions about strong ones. Hey, Pastor. It's Pastor Bale from North Ireland. Hey, here's a call from North Ireland. Thank you, brother. Do you believe a Christian can have a demon? Absolutely not. A Christian cannot have a demon. But listen, there's a lot of difference in the way the demons work. They can oppress you. They can obsess you. They can not possess a Christian, but they can possess a non-Christian. But they can obsess a Christian. And obsess is a demon without, who influences your thinking and your action until you come under his stronghold. That's what strongholds are. They're the work of demons, but not being possessed by demons, but being obsessed by their spirit, by their activity. I hope you understand that, Pastor. God bless your heart. Let me read on. I do. Well, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't believe they can be possessed, but they can be obsessed. I think you'll understand that difference, and that's very important, because no demon can live in the same heart where Jesus lives. A Christian has Jesus in their heart, and the devil can't live in there too. Now, people can profess to be Christians and not truly be Christians, and then they could be possessed. They could profess to be, but not truly. You are speaking the truth about strongholds. I believe many of these are demonic. Yes, you're exactly right. Many of God's people need deliverance from demonic strongholds. God wants to set this people free. You are right. Many Christians have strongholds. And I'm here today to tell you he's ready to set you free. He'll set you free before my hour is up. I've got 23 minutes, and before those 23 minutes are over, I'm going to pray for God to set everybody out there who has a stronghold. Now, you've got to be willing to repent. Give them up. Give up these things that you've compromised. Give up these things that have bound you. Give up these things that have taken hold of your life. Give up that spirit of unforgiveness. Give up that hatred. Give up that worldly compromise. Give up that unholy dress style. Give up that place you go that's questionable. Give all that up. Give it up. Repent of it. And right today, the Father will set you free. That's what I'm praying for. This article, I want it to go to 1,000 people. You call quickly and get your copy, and get a copy for your pastor. It's all about these strongholds and about how the Lord wants to set you free. Only the Holy Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit has been vested with every bit of the power of the Father and of the Son. The Holy Spirit is the action member of the Godhead. And everything the Father represents and Jesus has accomplished at Calvary, the Holy Spirit is vested with that power, and he will break that power against your life and set you free. Oh, it'll happen today. It'll happen tomorrow in that sanctuary, because I'm going to preach about this. And then we're going to pray for people to set free from strongholds. Whatever you've got, if it's homosexuality, he'll break that spirit and set you free in a moment. In a moment. Now, you can't be saved and live a homosexual life. You can't be saved and live a fornicating life. You can't be saved and live a lying life. Any of these things will rob you of your walk with God and your faith in God. Now, you may be in between, you know, where the devil's tempting you and he's trying you and he's getting a hold of your mind and he's stirred up your emotions. You get angry easier. You've lost your cools. You've lost your tenderness. You've lost your love for the house of God. You've lost your love for the Bible. Then you're heading in the wrong direction. And who knows what may happen down that road. He'll take you further than you ever meant to go. And he'll keep you longer than you ever meant to stay. And he may actually damn your soul if you listen to his stronghold. He'll set you free. Thank you, brother. That is wonderful. Hearing from North Ireland. I love it. And I want you to know, my brother, and all over this world, whether it's Ireland or whether it's Australia, it doesn't matter where it is. God wants to set you free. Now, the lines are open. I don't know which lines have got people on them, but call quickly. We want you on the line ordering this material, the sermon I'm preaching tomorrow, the strongholds that are taking the church over, the strongholds that are taking the church over. I want you to get that sermon. It'll be CD, and I'm giving it to you if you call during this broadcast or send it by email or send it on the internet or by text, however you want to send it. We are ready to help you. We're ready to be a blessing to you. Now, I want to hear from you. I've got time for questions. Let me see here. Today, people don't... Well, I've already got that. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss anybody. All right, call us quickly. We're here to be a blessing. We're here to help you, and it will be our joy to be a blessing to you. Do you understand that? It will be our joy to be a blessing to you. So call me or send an email. Hey, we're going to pray in 5 minutes for this nation. I'm praying for God to stop Obama. I'm praying for God to stop him. Before this thing with Iran passes, we've got to have a miracle. We cannot allow this president to make an evil agreement with Iran. We must not allow him to come under the powers of that radical. I mean, if there's a radical nation in the world, Iran is it. They hate us. Death to America is what they allow, crying and screaming in their streets. And to think that our president, you see, the devil has taken him over. He absolutely is under strongholds so big it isn't even funny. And God must judge him. And that's what I'm praying for. Don't you touch him. Don't you suggest that nobody touch him. Don't you suggest something. You leave it to God, okay? We want God to do this. We want the people to know that America is aware, or God is aware of this nation, and that somehow, by the hand of God, God wants to deliver us. That's my burden. Now, we've got 20 minutes. Grab your phone. 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. You got that? And toll free, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. You are on the air. May I help you, please? Just a minute here. Got you now. Come on.
This is from Gary calling from New York. Praise the Lord, brother. Enjoying your program today.
Am I on target about the right things?
Oh, yes. What I'm concerned about today... you have mentioned many times about people who are for instance to become reprobate.
Yes, many people are becoming reprobates, and when they become a reprobate, there's no hope for them.
And can you show me in the scriptures where you...
Where what now? You're going in and out. You got a bad phone line, apparently. Try that again, okay?
I'm sorry?
You got a phone line that's going in and out on me. Ask me that question again.
Can you show me in the scripture where it says where you determine how a person is reprobate? Is that a person can be, but there is also that it says if not for adventure, will still merge.
Well, you know, I'm not hearing enough of what you're asking. You need to call, hang up your phone and call me on a landline real quickly, will you? Because I want to answer your question. I think it's very pertinent, but I'm not hearing it. About half of your words are coming through, and they come in two or three words, and I miss two or three. So call me back real quickly, okay? I hope he'll call back now. Very important, because I want to get his question, and I want to answer it. Very important. The Bible is very clear that people who refuse the Bible, they refuse to hear correction, They will not turn back to the things of God, and they refuse the Bible, that at some point they lose their ability to repent. I mean, let me read it to you. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, the Bible, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, that's a big thing. I tell you, you on the air. May I help you, please?
Well, brother, I hope this is Brother Gary from New York. I hope the connection is better now.
Now, I can hear you perfectly, Gary.
Very good. The question that I had to do with the term reprobate, where someone is reprobate. And, of course, there are scriptures that talk about a person being reprobate. And I'm wondering if it is for us to determine if the person is reprobate. And how can we determine from the scriptures?
We probably cannot determine. There may be some cases that they go so far and go so bad that we can see it, at least think we see it. And there is a possibility if someone who has a discernment of the gift from the Holy Ghost can know it. I've seen people that the Lord showed me they were reprobate and there was nothing you could do for them. But in most cases, that's something we leave in God's hands. That's something we don't try to judge. It says, and I just read this while you was trying to call, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So there are people, that Second Thessalonians chapter 2, there are people there that they just didn't love the Bible. They wouldn't pay any attention to correction. They were going to do their own thing, regardless of what it cost them, and God turned them over to a reprobate mind.
Yes, and in Second Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 through 26, and this is for us now, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, teach patience, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves.
Yes.
If God, peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him, his will.
See, I've been reading that scripture today because that is a picture. And if you go on to chapter 3, you know, the chapters in the Bible was not in the original text. These are what people gave to just to help us remember where things are. So chapter 3, verse 1, goes right on with chapters 2, verse 26. And it gives us a picture of all these strongholds. And then in verse 6, it calls these demons that are creepy, that enter into houses and take captive silly men and silly women.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the next week, I intend to memorize some scriptures, including, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God.
That's 2 Corinthians 10 and 3, and that's powerful.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God.
And bind it into
captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Oh, praise the Lord for his word, brother.
Praise the Lord for your call, and I agree, and we're praying for a revival, and we're praying for the church world to repent and turn back away from these strongholds. Our church world, our preachers are compromising. Holiness has gone out the window. When a person compromises their holy lifestyle, that was a stronghold, brother, and that becomes a stronghold. And the meanest people against godly living in the world are people that used to live godly.
Yes. Yes.
They're the meanest people. Why are they mean? Because they're under a stronghold. I've talked to people who used to be so pure and clean living, dressed right, went to right places, talked right, and now they've compromised. They look like the world. They live like the world. You can't tell men and these women from streetwalkers, and they get nothing but furious with you when you tell them what has happened to them.
Right.
That's because it's a stronghold. That their anger reveals the demon that's behind what has happened to them.
Right, right.
I love you.
Praise the Lord, brother. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Now it's time to pray for the nation and for our president and for America and for our church world. Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. I pray for America. I repent. I take responsibility as being responsible for my nation. and I repent of my sins. I repent of my carelessness. I repent of anything in me that's impure. I repent of any unkind word I've ever spoken to anybody. I repent, and I come to you, believe in you, to grant America repentance. If it is possible to grant repentance to those in high places, I pray that you will. I don't believe that's possible with Obama. And if it isn't, if it is, I pray you'll grant it. If it isn't, I pray you'll judge him. I pray you'll take him down and stop him before this plan for Iran goes into effect. That means, Lord, we've got about 2 months, and we believe in you for America. We believe you're going to take him down before that goes into effect, and Iran becomes our center, a partner in the Middle East. I pray, Father, give us a miracle in that. I'm claiming Acts chapter 10 in the life of Barack Obama, unless he repents. Father, no man, no woman. I'm claiming your hand, God. Nothing but your hand. And I believe you for the miracle. Oh, a mighty Holy Ghost miracle. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I hope you're praying with me. How many of you are my partners? Praying for God to stop this man from this covenant with the dark nation of Iran. How many of you are praying for that? For God to stop him. It's time. It may be standing before that United Nations trying to propose what he's going to take to them. Maybe then that God brings the judgment. I don't know when it's coming, but I'm telling you, you cannot take a stand against God's people in the Middle East and not pay for it. When you come against Israel, brother, that's the last straw. That's the last straw. I mean, same-sex marriage is bad enough, and that's enough to take a nation to hell. And then look at Planned Parenthood selling baby parts for the highest dollar. Can you believe that could happen to America and to an organization that our taxes are funding in the tune of millions and millions? I pray that they will stop all of that. I hope you're praying for that. Now, the lines are open. The lines are open, 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884. Grab your phone. Let's don't waste another of the 10 minutes. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, you are important to me, and I want to help you. I want to pray for God to break those strongholds in your life. I'm fixing to do that. Everybody out there that is under a stronghold of any description, you can feel, you can tell, I'm not where I used to be. I'm not what I used to be. I don't have that gentle spirit. I don't have that worshipful spirit. I'm under the bondage of some sexual appetite, some immoral thought. I'm bound by pornography. I'm bound by thinking unclean things. Well, God wants to set you free right now in the name of Jesus. Repent. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to forgive you. And now I want to pray with you. Father, break those strongholds against hundreds and thousands of people listening to me right now. Pull them down, Father. I believe it as they repent that the peace of God will cover them and forgiveness will overshadow them and your authority will bless them and a sovereign victory. Woo! By the Holy Ghost, the Lord sets you free, saith the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and a new life is yours beginning today in the name of Jesus. I claim that, Father. I claim it in Jesus' name. God bless you and you on the air.
Hey, Pastor Chambers, I just wanted to tell you that I sure do appreciate your message today. I have a friend who's a pastor over in Kenya, which is where Obama is from, and he was actually over there yesterday. I don't know if he's still there or not, but Pastor Musail said, you know, he better know before he comes over here that this is a God-fearing nation and that we will not comply with any of his directives on homosexual marriage.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, what nation is that?
Kenya.
Kenya, okay. I hear a lot from Kenya, and you heard we just had a call from Ireland, and I'm praying that all over this nation, in this world, that people will get free of these strongholds. The church world is full of them, and I'm praying for victory throughout the church world.
I do, too. It's really a sad day. Every time I get on my news reports, it just seems like it's getting worse and worse.
Just keep praying, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
God bless you. Call quickly. Our lines are open, and we want you to have this good material we're making available, okay? We want to bless you. We want to bless you. Remember this article, the strongholds of demon spirits have taken our world by a captive, and I'll give it to you. I really believe I can say to you, this is by the Holy Ghost. This is a prophetic message that the Spirit of the Lord poured into me. I don't deserve it. I don't want credit for it. I just want you to be free. I want you to be set free. And then my sermon tomorrow, I'm praying for many people here tomorrow to be set free. If you're out there and you're bound, come and believe God to set you free. You got sons and daughters bound. Come and believe God to set them free. Let's believe God for the breaking in of the Holy Spirit like we've never seen it in our lives. Now, I want to see if there's any emails. I'm always delighted for emails. I try to respond to them. Send me any email you have quickly. Don't wait. We don't have but a few minutes. And I want to be a blessing. Strongholds. Satan is taking our world by captive. At his will. That's what the Bible said. He's doing his best to capture you. Every one of you out there. I don't care if you're a preacher. I don't care if you're a missionary. I don't care how strong your faith has been. The devil is after you. But he cannot walk over the power of the blood, or the power of the Bible, or the power of the Holy Spirit. Those are three forces he cannot do anything with. The Word of God, the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, and the power of the person of the Holy Ghost. He cannot break through those powers. And I'm believing you to allow yourself to live in this Bible, to live in the Word, to live by the power of the Spirit. If you're not baptized in the Holy Ghost, you say, I'm a Baptist. It don't matter to me what you are. If you are a born-again Christian, and you've been washed in the blood, and you will give yourself to a clean, separated, holy life, he will fill you with the Holy Spirit. You get sanctified, you can't keep the Holy Spirit out. He comes to dwell in sanctified vessels. Your body is his temple. He will not dwell in an unclean temple. He will not live in a nasty temple. You can't smoke cigarettes and drink beer and live a fornicating life and be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can't love the world and live by the pleasures of the world and be filled with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in clean vessels that have been set free, and strongholds are the power of this generation. I don't think there's ever been. In fact, I think the Bible reveals it clearly that this is the last days, and what we're facing is unparalleled at any time in human history. Never has the church world not kept the Lord's Day holy until the last 50 years. The first time in human history that the Church of Jesus Christ would not keep the fourth commandment and keep the Lord's Day holy. But that's true with all of the Bible. I mean, you got to live by this Bible to walk with God. This is our victory. Well, grab the phone, 1-800-338-7884. Looking for your question? Love to help you. Love to help you. And I want to tell you something. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your church affiliation is. I don't care what your nationality is. I don't care how much money you have or don't have. I don't care anything about those things. Jesus loves you. And he died on the cross for you. There's no such thing as limited atonement. Everybody can know the joy of the Lord. He came to save one and all. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want you to have a life free from the powers of the devil, from the darkness of sin and evil. I want you to live a pure life in the freedoms of the Lord and his saving grace. We got 4 minutes, and you could call right now, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. My lines are open for you to ask your question and for you to get this good material. Are you willing to admit that you've got strongholds? And are you willing now to seek deliverance from them? They will destroy you. The devil doesn't come with any degree of willingness to stop at a given point if you don't stop him. If he starts working in your life, he'll keep going deeper and deeper until you will have no way out. And you can become a reprobate. You can lose your faith and lose your soul. I declare to you, and I'm begging of you, to come to Christ with all your life, with all your heart. It's so very, very important. Our lines are open. Our lines are open. And we care about you. 704-391-0588. 1-800-338-7884. Our email, JRC. JRC@PaulCreek.org. JRC@PaulCreek.org. Now, please, keep calling as long as you will. The ladies will stay right in there and answer your questions and send you this material. We love you. We want you free. We want you delivered. We want you full of victory, full of triumphant living. We want this Bible to become real to you again. How many of you remember when worship was such a joy? You literally would get caught up in a rapturous spirit and worship and praising God, tears running down your cheeks, maybe even dancing in the aisle. You just loved Him. You enjoyed the blessings of the Lord, but you don't have any joy anymore. You don't have any happiness anymore. Some stronghold stole that happiness. Some stronghold stole that joy. You used to be so consecrated. You lived so separated. But the enemy stole that separation, stole that consecration, stole that devotion to a Bible-centered life. Well, you can be free. You can be free. I'm here to tell you, you can be free. I want you free. I'm willing to pay the price to get you free. What is the price? Prayer and fasting and seeking the face of God and getting on this radio and saying it like it is with all of the grace of God and the mercy of God and being a blessing to you. Now, I want you to stop and listen. I want you to stop and listen. I want to give you, if I may, I want to give you again the numbers so you can just plain keep calling, okay? I want you to keep calling because I want to see you blessed and I want God's hand on your life and I want the joy of the Holy Ghost to be yours. So you keep calling 1-800-338-7884, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Now, the ladies are standing by. They'll help you. I will pray with you. If there's anybody out there that's bound in a way that you wouldn't dare want to call the radio, I will take a call after the program is over, and I'll do my best to be a blessing to you. Now, we've got about a minute. And so I'm here to be a blessing. I'm telling you that these strongholds are from the enemy. Please remember that verse, and they have that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. See, Satan can take you captive at his will. Satan can take you captive at his will. Well, I want you free. Do you hear me? I want you free. And I want you enjoying the blessings of God. And I want you to go in that rapture. The Lord's coming.
Not coming.
Yes, they're saying.
They live like there's no end. But it don't matter what the world says. Ready or not, He's coming again. Will the bridegroom find you waiting? Will your light be for him? When that call comes, go out to meet him. Ready or not, he's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, he's coming again. Will your lamps be trimmed and burning? Ready or not, will ascend. The sun will be dark, stars will be falling. Ready or not, he's coming again. They're gonna run to the rocks and the mountains and cry for the rocks to fall on them. But they can't hide from his great judgment. He's coming again. Ready or not,